How many of you are understanding? Raise your hands. So be it now. Let's go a little more into the physical system. This drawing, so graciously done by Master Gerola, is an exaggeration of the natural system, but it is there again for inspection and study. This brain, part of the brain in left and right hemispheres, joining by the bridge, is a dual brain, a split brain. One side creates intellectual function, the other side the emotional function. All the senses are connected through this. It is the center that is always operating and keeping in maintenance the physical body and keeping things going without you necessarily having to think about them. This brain up here, the new brain for the new man and the civilized man, had to be incorporated for the sake of language, because primitive man could not talk. In regards to language, this brain helped to formulate that which is termed language. Now, it's a vast area that is, for the most part, unused. Now, the brain talks to itself through electrical impulses. There are social consciousness, recycled consciousness, body-mind consciousness. And again, mind is the product of consciousness on the brain. That produces a mind state. Now, thoughts enter through the bands. And as you mature, we will have a different definition of a thought. But for the sake of personality understanding, let's see a thought then being a high frequency, then the brain is a lodestone and it draws that thought to it. And when the thought enters the brain, it enters as a frequency. And so that frequency, dash, dot, dash, dot, enters the brain and talks to it through that sort of message. And the brain receives it through its neurons, or its neurons look like a tree. That's what this little drawing is up here. Looks like a tree with roots and branches, and some have referred to this as the tree of life. But this is a communicator, has these fingers like a tree. The impulse comes in as a dot and dash, infrared frequency. This information is picked up by these little trees, and they're all connected to one another chemically. But the electrical pulses that each one of these neurons pulse is a thermal pulse, meaning it's a heat-generated pulse. And when that dot dash enters the brain and starts talking here, they come together and form through pulsation an inward picture. That picture then is modified and produced here in the silent area. Now, the picture is a chemical reproduction of the dot and dash, but that information is conjugated through the brain, and there is an assumption put together right here. That assumption then forms the basis of reality, but reality doesn't look like the mental picture that you have. It looks like the dot and dash of frequency entering the brain. Now, if the brain is concerned with interpreting frequencies, and a person who is steeped in their personality, they are sensually inspired. That means, how many of you have watched a commercial on television and have bought the product? Confession is good for the spirit. You watched it through your eye. The brain is interpreting what is coming in through the lens opening of the eye. And it does that by sending it through the optic nerve, and the optic nerve places that upside down image chemically in a frame and is interpreted by these, and they start firing and they produce a picture. See, even if your eyes are working, but the optic nerve is cut off from the brain, the eyes can still see, but the brain doesn't see. How many of you understand? The brain cannot interpret it. It has to have a link and connection. So you see this, reason it that, yes, you do need this product. Well, they're telling the truth. So you approve of what you see. And by doing that, then you have created your reality by consuming that product. How many of you understand how that works? Now, that was through visual transference. We also have smell transference. We also have taste transference. And we have hearing. What does sound? What are you listening to when you are hearing me? You are hearing a loud frequency bouncing off of a drum inside the head. That drum echoes that frequency through the ear canal to the brain, and the brain receives it as dot, dash, dot, dash. And it takes and interprets that sound the same way it does the visual, the nose, the taste, feeling. So the personality here is really interpreting the entire external world through its senses, and it's really not picking up that dot and dash that's coming from the band. As a matter of fact, it's receiving it from its nose and its eyes and its mouth, its feeling and its ears. Then it reacts on that. So the bands simply put back out information coming from the body, and the body goes out and buys the product. There's no need for manifestation here. There is no need for the accelerated brain. How many of you understand? When you start to engage someone in conversation, you may be attracted to them because they look good. That looking good is a criteria that you have set in your brain for acceptability. That's one of these versus one of those. And so when you look at a person, you're attracted to that person by their looks. That's what brings you together. You're attracted to them because they smell good and they have a melodious voice. And so you like them. They're all yes, 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 and only one no. Or yeses than noes. And so then you accept that person. You in turn are giving the same physical stimulus to the other person. You may have overwhelming bad odor, and they may be backing off from you. Even though you're yesing them, they're knowing you. Because bad odor is no, pretty face is yes, no, yes, no. How many of you understand? Now, animal magnetism is that you want that all yes category. Because see, there's another part of your brain that's concerned itself with procreation. And it's always keeping enough semen in the sac. It's always keeping the nest producing more eggs. And there's always a menstrual cycle. And there's always a swelling in the breast. There's always a tightening in the buttocks. That's always going on because the body is always concerned in procreating itself. That is how it interprets its mortality. Now, so when you have a lot of yeses, the body's going, The body is chemically stirred by senses, by looks, by smells, by sounds, by feeling. And so you fall in love with a person based only on sensual stimulus. How many of you had that happen to you? And then that wears off and a lot of bad start happening in your life. That's all happening up here. This is all going on up here. And while all that touchy, touchy, touchy is going on, there's no new information coming in from out here. And if it is, this is keeping it from happening here because the brain is busying itself in procreation. That's all it's doing. This person that you send love letters to, bottom line is, your body just wants another body. That's the bottom line. It wants to produce young so that it can pass on its legend. That's the bottom line. The flowery words, well, they're just whatever you want to say. How many of you understand so far? So be it, I'm so happy.